With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration getting tough with child care companies that may be thinking of committing fraud against Uncle Sam. The administration is freezing child care funds now in all states until they provide more verification about programs, the move fueled by a series of fraudulent schemes in Minnesota. All 50 states will be impacted by the reviews. New year is starting with very frigid conditions. Here's Bill Alexander.
Americans in many parts of the country will begin 2026 amid frosty temperatures, heavy snow, or intense rainfall, depending on where they live. Weather forecasts for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day show another bout of lake-effect snowfall hitting the Great Lakes and parts of the Northeast after a powerful winter storm system brought snow and high winds to both regions, as well as parts of the Midwest, in the days since Christmas.
U.S. imposed sanctions on 10 people and businesses from Iran and Venezuela linked to Iranian drone and ballistic missile production. President Trump says these activities pose a threat to the U.S. and allies. BBC's Dean Dilley.
The crux of what the United States is claiming is that the two countries are in cahoots with each other, and there is a trade not just in drones and drone technology, but conventional weaponry and parts needed for drones and conventional missiles. In Venezuela, what that apparently looks like from the non-specific release that the U.S. government has put out is that drones that are either developed or developed and built in Iran are being used in Venezuela, and the United States says it's concerned about the threat that poses in the Red Sea and the Middle East as a result.
Federal appeals court says the Trump administration can continue to withhold Medicaid funding from Planned Parenthood while legal challenges continue. That after the abortion providers will hit last July. This is SRN News. Puerto Rico approves a pro-life law.
Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon, the Republican governor of the U.S. territory, has signed a measure that amends the civil code to read that, quote, every human being is a natural person, including the conceived child at any stage of gestation within the mother's womb. National Right to Life is cheering the new law, saying Puerto Rico's clear and courageous recognition of preborn babies as persons provides a powerful example for lawmakers throughout the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christianity got its start in the Middle East, but a new report shows the number of believers in the region still falling. Pew Research Center survey finds 3% of the population of the Middle East and North Africa is Christian. A century ago, that was at 13%. Persecution is a primary driver of that ongoing decline. This is SRN News. Make it 3 weeks in a row for the American job market. Here's Rich Thomason with more on that story.
First-time applications for unemployment benefits fell last week for the third straight week, dropping 16,000 from the week before to 199,000. It's fewer than analysts surveyed by FactSet had been expecting. They had predicted 208,000 new applications.
Wall Street falling on the final day of trading for 2025, but a banner year for markets driven by both optimism and times uncertainty. S&P 500 pulled back 0.7% Wednesday. The Dow lost 0.6%. NASDAQ Composite gave back 0.8% on the day. Trading was very light ahead of the New Year's Day holiday Thursday when markets will close. S&P 500 rose more than 16% this year. More details, srnnews.com.